From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting gunmen have attacked a restaurant and taken hostages in the diplomatic zone of Dhaka, Bangladesh. The U.S. State Department has confirmed the hostage situation is taking place at the Holy Artisan Bakery in the diplomatic enclave. Lori Ann Walsh Imdad is the principal of the American Standard International School. She lives about a block away. She says armed men took over the bakery Friday night and then began shooting at police.
The baker, who is an Italian national, and his wife were shot. I understand that they didn't die. They're just very injured. And since then, they've been holding any of the foreigners that were in there at the time, which is about 20 people, as hostages. The police are trying to get control of the situation, but I don't believe they've done so as yet. I can see groups of people from my balcony, and about at least 20 to 30 people. I imagine a lot of those are news reporters down there as well. And you can see the police, walking around the street. You can hear shots occasionally. And you can see people running when there's something actually going on at the moment.
News reports from Dhaka say that two policemen have been killed. The Amaq News Agency says the Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. The White House says President Obama has been briefed on the situation. Please stay with VOA for the latest on this situation, including checking our website. That's voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Obama administration says it has mistakenly killed 116 civilians in drone strikes in countries where the United States is not at war. A report from the administration covers drone strike deaths that occur in places outside what the administration calls areas of active hostilities. That includes strikes in Pakistan, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia, but not ones in Afghanistan, Iraq, or Syria. The report acknowledges that the government's tally is lower than those of outside groups. It says the government uses post-strike methodologies that are not available to outside groups, which generally rely on a mix of media reports and some field research. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says that she plans to accept the recommendations of career employees and federal agents looking into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her time as Secretary of State. Speaking at a summit in Colorado Friday, Lynch insisted that career agents and investigators with the Department of Justice are acting independently.
But in my role as Attorney General, there are cases that come up to me. I am informed of them from time to time. This case, as you know, has generated a lot of attention. I'll be informed of those findings as opposed to never reading them or never seeing them. Mm-hmm. But I will be accepting their recommendations and their plan for going forward.
Lynch also said it was perfectly reasonable for people to question her impromptu meeting earlier this week with former President Bill Clinton, the presidential candidate's husband. Many Republican lawmakers say that that meeting might have compromised the email investigation, which they said was not being handled impartially. President Barack Obama said Friday that an effective vaccine for the Zika virus could be developed in fairly short order if Congress acts quickly to approve the budget needed for research and the vaccine itself. Speaking at the White House after meeting with U.S. health officials, Mr. Obama called on the Congress to pass legislation that would pay for research to fight the virus.
We feel fairly confident that we can develop an effective vaccine for Zika. And that would help a whole lot of people and allow us to get out in front of this problem before it's in the continental United States. But that requires research money.
The administration has submitted a budget request of $1.9 billion to Congress. The president is trying to press lawmakers to pass a Zika prevention bill before they leave for the summer vacation. And Austria's highest court has overturned the results of presidential election in that country, citing procedural irregularities, and ordered a rerun in September or October. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.